Get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
We are going straight into the voices from Zion from today. For all the wonders we have seen God does in this Come and Hear His Voice program, I declare unto God, I say, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God has been awesome. All the time, all the day, He always speaks to us. And I pray that today shall not be an exception. In the name of Jesus, you will hear Him, and He will hear you, in Jesus' glorious name. Now today, we have come to an age where people do all kinds for money's sake. We are already in that age. We are already in that time, season, where money suddenly became very important to everyone. And it's like, if you don't have money, you will die. Amen. Money today is the most popular and more popular than anything. Amen. Money, very, very popular. And people do all kinds to get money. We have come to an age where divine intervention is too slow for many. Where God's intervening in your matter, to some, is too slow. It is good that we establish a point today. As a believer, you want God to do a particular thing for you. You have been praying unto God for something in particular, or waiting unto God for something in particular, and that thing seems delayed, not yet coming. That isn't a proof that God will not do it. God will do it. God will do it. But God will take you through a process. Hallelujah. God will take you through a process. Amen. Devil's own is magical. God is supernatural. Magical is instant. Supernatural may not be instant. It will take you through a process. If you have met people who are very poor yesterday, and God make them rich today, many of them stay in that riches for long, for lifetime. Amen. Because God took them through a process. There was a time this poor man started learning how to give, and he began to give little by little. Now, he started giving in church, tithe and offering, little by little, and he's growing. God continued to put him through process. Continue. He started giving to the poor. Continue. He started being nice to his family. Continue. God began to open more mystery to him. And the same person rose to the level of giving people houses free, building churches. You know, it takes process. But devil's own, no problem. Just throw you up. If you like, crash. And as God is taking you up, as God is taking you up, He's teaching you along, training you along. Amen. Somebody maybe has never stayed in an husband's house and is praying for a good marriage. Maybe such a person that will not believe that is the cause of the challenge. Say, God, I will give you good husband. Good husband is coming. But God begins to take him through process. You talk too much. And he has to stop talking too much. You spend anyhow. He stops spending anyhow. Why do you always demand money from men all the time? Any man that meets you, say, take me, buy me something. Why not you buy him something? And let the man say, I've never met a woman like this. And as you yield to God's process, amen, very soon, suddenly, what you are praying for, we do what? Come to pass. Amen. I want to be the governor of this state. God will make you, if it is in His will, but it will take what? Process. It will take process. Amen. Our God is the creator of supernatural protocol. So if you don't follow the protocol or the process, you may not end in testimony. May the Lord help us. So the age we are in is loaded with many deceivers and liars. The life of so many men and women, young and old, irrespective of their color, race, language, and their educational background, are full of unrest. You see, many are full of lies. And that's why their life is full of unrest. You know, there's an adage that says, if you are always saying the truth, you don't need to remember what you said last. If you are always saying the truth, you don't need to try to remember what did I said last time. Because what you will say again will be what? Truth. Hallelujah. When you see people, their words contradicting itself, something is wrong somewhere. So many people live their life, day-to-day life, in unaccomplishment. Some people carry emblem of failure in their family, in their business, some in ministry. They are a blatant failure. Some people fail often. They hardly have a success in most tasks. Almost in everything, they fail. To some, it is like God don't exist. There are some people that they don't believe that God exists. Why? Inside of them, they knew that there's a personality called God. But the reason why they say God don't exist is that nothing good has really happened to them. They have prayed. They have never received answered once. You see, once you are not ready to yield to divine process, you will not have answers. Hallelujah. You will not have answers. That's why they don't believe that God exists. But you see, one of those things we can do against ourselves in life is to be deceiving ourselves, is to prove stronger than God, is to think we are wise in our own conceit. When you listen, you pay attention to people that say there's no God. If God is there, God should have helped me. If you pay attention unto them, you will know their problem. You will know their problem. Yet the Almighty God had made you for a fruitful and bountiful life. So why are you not seeing it? God wants you to be big. God wants you to be blessed. So why are you not seeing fruitfulness? Why are you not experiencing bountiful life, success in all you lay your hands upon? Anyway, to know why you have been suffering, that unrest. So many things are bringing unrest into your life. Do you know that distress call can bring unrest? Yes, it can bring unrest. So many things. So join us, go down into this edition of Voices from Zion called Unrest. Praise the Lord. We'll be taking our biblical text from Psalm 101, verse 7. Psalm 101, verse 7. The title today is Unrest. Why unrest? Why are we suffering unrest? Why are things so tight and bad? Unrest. Psalm 101, verse 7. Let's read it. He that walketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. You know, this scripture is like opposite of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He made me to lie down in the green pastures. Is that not what the scripture says? But this scripture is now saying, he that walketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. There's no space for liars. There's no space for deceivers in my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. God is saying, I will be the one to pursue him from where I am. So if you are a liar or you have a liar as friend, change. Now let's look through the following for us to understand the genesis of some people unrest. Number one heading here we'll be looking at is the regenerated soul. The regenerated soul. I want someone to open to 1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians 6. The regenerated souls. Before we read the verse 9 to 11, the regenerated soul are those that had received Christ as their Lord and Savior and have been delivered from generational problems. Those that God has reordered their lives back to himself. Those that has found salvation. It's so funny. One of the daughter of a prophetess, there is a friend of mine. I was talking with her and I said, hello lady, when did you give your life to Christ? He said, many times now. And I was like, no. I mean the day you surrender your life to Christ as your Lord and your Savior. He said, the day I was born. I said, praise the Lord. it was shocking. Do you know what? That's where our conversation ended. I need a whole day to think about it. He said, the day I was born, my birthday, the day I was born into this world was the day I gave my life to Christ. So when I left the conversation, I began to think that this lady must be a very special person. But, amen. For her to be born again the day she was born. That means immediately she came out of her mother's womb, she became born again. Praise the Lord. That's how people deceive themselves. You see, the regenerated soul are those that have received Christ as their Lord and Savior and have been delivered from generational problems. God has reordered their life back to Himself. Those that God has reordered their life back to Himself, they are no more in the lineage of those merely existing, but living for God's kingdom. The regenerated souls are those that are washed by the blood of the Lamb and sanctified. Let's study this scripture, 1 Corinthians 6. So everybody, let's now read verse 11. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, and ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You see, giving your life to Christ is a conscious step. There is a place of confession, and there's a place of rejection, and there's also a place of empowerment. There's a place that you confess that I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. That's a place of confession. There's a place of you rejecting the life of before. He mentioned idolaters, they mentioned effeminates, fornicators, adulterer, and others, thieves. You can't have all those evil vices in your life and say you are born again. Your soul is not regenerated. This soul of yours must be regenerated first before you can be called a born-again child of God. John 1:12, as many are received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. So you have to receive that Jesus. And at that point, he's going to make you his child, the child of God. Now, Jesus is the green card to sonship. To nationalize you as a Christian, you have to accept Jesus. You have to. Number two virtue we are looking at, or two things to do we are looking at, is baptism. Baptism. We have two major baptisms among many others. First is, number one, water baptism. Water baptism. This is baptizing you into Christ by immersion. Even Jesus was baptized. Let's quickly turn our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 3. And Matthew chapter 28. Open to Matthew chapter 28. Now, water baptism also symbolizes that you have received Jesus and no turning back. No turning back. No turning back. Water baptism represents baptizing you into all of God. So if you know that you are not sure with your salvation, don't go for water baptism. Be sure first. Water baptism is for those that had received Jesus and made up their mind to follow him. It looked like an ordinary exercise, but the scripture commanded it to fulfill all righteousness.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
There are some aspects of the Bible that we may not be able to know it all until we get to heaven. But once the scripture said it is important, it is what we must do, then we must do it. Now, we have all kinds of things saying that people say all around that when you do water baptism in a church, it means you cannot leave that church. Is it that church you receive into your life that gets you saved? No. That you are baptized in a particular church, later on God can move you. Okay, what about if you travel out of the nation and the church is not at where you travel to? That means you will not go to church. Water baptism is not for church membership. It has nothing to do. Maybe the church you are attending now is not the church where you get baptized. Jesus is one. Holy Ghost one. God one. Church of Christ on the earth is one. Forget denomination names. Hallelujah. Many say this all around. It's not right. It's not right. Amen. I was telling somebody that there's a program going on. Can we attend that church? He said, no. I am a member of Zozo Church. I did my water baptism there. And I can never leave the church. I said, you are cursing yourself. Because that's it. For you to say I can never leave the church is a curse. Do you know why it's a curse? If God lifted you tomorrow and you have to leave this nation to a bigger nation, a better nation, to go and head some things there, won't you go to church? So devil will quickly show the angel that want to change your level what you have said. Say, you can never leave this church. And this church is not maybe in China. It's not there in Australia. And the devil will just show the angel. He has said he will never. Praise the Lord. Be careful what you say. Water baptism is to fulfill all righteousness, not to become a static church, a particular church member. Amen. May the Lord help us. That's why this program is called Come and Hear His Voice. In case anybody has deceived you, you will hear His voice about it here. And the voice of God will liberate you in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I was teaching somewhere and I told them that the Jesus that saved me is the same Jesus that redeemed you. There is no international Jesus. Jesus is global. Everybody was looking at me. It's true. Now, I gave my life to Christ in Sozo Church and now I've joined another church. I need to give my life to Christ again. It's nothing. You are not thinking straight. Does that mean if you start attending another church, you will give your life to Christ again there? No. Once you are giving your life to Christ, live in the consciousness of your salvation. That's it. These little things are what God sent us to be correcting. Amen. Anyone that has been baptized by immersion into water must remain solidly rooted in Christ. Solidly rooted in Christ. Let's go to Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. Now let's read 19 together. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So that's also talking about people saying church. They didn't baptize you in the name of that church. In what name do they baptize you? The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Anywhere they baptize in the name of one church is not water baptism, it's water swimming. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So as we do the work of God, also ministers of God, after gaining the soul into the kingdom, follow them up to the point of water baptism. Praise the Lord. Number two is Holy Ghost baptism. Holy Ghost baptism. This is to be endued with the power of God from heaven. It is the Holy Spirit indwelling in you with evidence of witnessing for Christ and speaking in other languages or tongues. I take that again. Holy Ghost baptism is to be endued with the power of God from heaven. It is the Holy Spirit indwelling in you with evidence of witnessing for Christ and speaking in other language or tongues. Praise the Lord. This is you are receiving God's power. And number one thing that power will do for you, what is it? To witness Christ. To talk to another person about Jesus. That's what that power will do for you. We all know Acts chapter 1 verse 20. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Say, ye shall receive what? Power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And what is it you will be? You will be a witness. So, once someone receives Jesus Christ, you are immediately an apostle or immediately an evangelist. Holy Ghost invade you to talk about Jesus everywhere. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. When you meet people that just receive Holy Ghost afresh, they will feel like they should preach to the whole world. Praise the Lord. That is it. Anywhere they are, they want to speak about Christ. Anywhere. So until Holy Ghost comes into you, you are empty on your inside and you can't possess the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, listen, not everyone that receives Holy Ghost power may speak in tongue or in another language immediately. But if they are not witnessing, it's a proof that you don't have it. Witnessing Jesus is the major proof of indwelling of God's power. There are pastors, there are men of God who don't speak in tongue or other language, but they witness Jesus and the power of God reside in them. Hallelujah. Reside in them. But we have people today, until they tell you that they are Christians, you will not know they are Christians. And they can speak in tongue like anything. I do tell people, let the Holy Spirit move you. Don't move Holy Spirit. All this in Jesus' name, you have not said two words of prayer. Let Holy Spirit move. When you are used to a particular tongue, it's suggesting to us that you are the one creating these things. Amen. Let the Spirit of God well up inside of you before you start speaking. That way you'll be refreshed, you'll be edified. Amen. They were not speaking as they thought in tongues. It is Holy Spirit that was walking through them. Why is there any time that you pray like this, you must blow tongues? Amen. Witnessing Jesus is a major proof that the Holy Spirit is inside of you. Let me say this. You are ministering to the sick, and this person that you are ministering to may be a lame man, like at the beautiful gate, and you are speaking in tongue to the man. Paul told us that your speaking will be unfruitful to the man. He may look at you as a barbarian. May look at you as, what is he saying? Amen. But what did Peter and John say? See? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and do work. And work. Not brikazayek and dagadil broyek and daka. Amen. Are you getting me? Hallelujah. Speaking in tongue is for edifying your spirit, man. It's for edifying you. It does not profit people that are hearing you, especially if they are unbelievers. Amen. But we are in the generation where they just scatter everything together. They just push everything together. And because a brother prayed for a little child that was sick, and the little child became healed, he started his own church street. Hallelujah. And that's why we have so many places, worship center today, that if you go there 2 months, you blame yourself. How did I make my way to this place? World War X is going on there. May God continue to send us humble servants. Humble servants in the name of Jesus Christ. Anointing, powers, and gifts of Holy Spirit comes as you continue your walk with God in the Holy Ghost. We're also in that age where people want to die on the mountain for power. Lord, empower me. Jesus, give me power to heal the sick. Now, power may not be what you go to mountain to go and collect like that. Just by walking in truth, following God, power will come. Obeying Him step by step, praying in Holy Spirit, singing in Holy Spirit, walking with God. One day may be in the midst of the people. And just like Stephen, many signs and wonders are done by your hands. Those who pray in unknown language get edified. They get themselves edified. At the point of Holy Ghost baptism, it shows that you are not just a regenerated soul, but an instrument in the hand of God. The moment Holy Ghost power invades your temple, you are not just a regenerated soul. You are now a bump. You are now an instrument in God's hand. Let's read about Holy Ghost baptism. Acts chapter 2, beginning from verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. May your own day of Pentecost be fully come today in Jesus' name. Verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongue like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, not as they wish. When you are speaking in tongue, you don't know what next to speak. Holy Spirit will be giving it to you as you speak. Praise the Lord. You are not just a regenerated soul, but an instrument in the hand of God. Amen. At that point, when you speak, power will back your words, especially when you are ministering God's things. You always find that as you speak word of prayer, word of prophecy, because Holy Spirit is inside of you, power will back it. You are a singer. As you are singing, you are leading. Power of God will back it. Amen. Jesus be my
guide. Hold me to your side. That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoko, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.